to apply their engineering loss control recommendations and to access their design review for major building remodels and construction and acquisition, which enables us to build in resistance at the design phase when it's the most feasible. The city is changing and growing rapidly. City drivers must still operate large vehicles on narrow streets, now shared with many other road users. The affordability of shelter has resulted in a crisis in homelessness. Infrastructure is showing the impact of deferred maintenance. Civic engagement is tinged with a culture of protest. Technology is driving change at a dizzying rate. An aging workforce presents safety challenges as they stay in the workplace, and knowledge transfer and succession challenges as they leave. Citizens have a different expectation of city government responsibility. These are some of the uncertainties the city is facing now and into the foreseeable future. As our part, as the centralized operational risk function for the city, our immediate challenges are intelligent automation of routine tasks and procedures to achieve consistency and efficiency and to free up our skilled city risk employees for the high-value work that we hired them to do. Succession planning for the unique body of knowledge that we provide to the city and to achieve a workload balance for the existing staff. And collecting and communicating useful information and actionable data to assist bureaus in managing risk. City Risk will continue to do its part to help address the impact of all the uncertainties facing the city, and we're continuing to work on our current activities. Next year, I plan to update you on our continuing effort of employee safety and health and process improvements through the self-insured reviews, loss prevention programs, and the results of the safety perception survey. We'll give you a progress update on protecting property from accidental loss and improving resilience and disaster recovery, and the improvements that we hope to make on data collection, reporting, and information communication. I want to thank you for your time and your attention. I'll be happy to take any questions that you have.
Commissioner Daly.
So I just want to make sure I'm understanding. There's a pie chart on page 11 that shows the total replacement value of all city assets to be about $1.8 billion.
That's our insured values.
That's those the insured are, values, not replacement values.
Right. Well, we insure for replacement.
Oh, okay.
So those are all of the properties that city bureaus have asked us to place on the insured value list and that we place with FM Global, who's our current property insurer. And it comes to almost $1.8 billion.
Yeah, and BES, Bureau of Mineral Services, is like well over half of that replacement value.
They have some very high-value properties.
Okay. I guess I would have thought maybe water and BES would be at least on a comparable level. But Thank you.
I didn't want to interrupt you because it was a great report. Thank you, by the way, for the thoroughness of the report. And I actually love the out-year exposure analysis, just in terms of some of the challenges and changes that are coming in the years ahead. And I appreciate that your office is forward-thinking in that regard. Catastrophic coverage. You mentioned earthquake coverage. Could you dive a little bit deeper?
As part of our property coverage, we have very good coverage against standard perils, but in the Pacific Northwest in around 2012, 2013, the insurance market moved away because of the high risk. At that time, in 2012, we did a probable maximum loss study on our statement of values, the insured values. And the models told us that we would, in a 6.5 West Hills quake, we would experience $160 million to $180 million of loss on the insured values. At that time, we had been carrying about $100 million in earthquake coverage through our insurer. And just as we were going to look into buying more coverage, the insurance market moved away. And the following year, the insurers offered us earthquake coverage at a 75% reduction. They only offered us $25 million. Now, we've been working very hard at improving resilience, working with the bureaus on taking advantage of the loss engineering offered by the insurer. And so they were able to dip into their own facultative market and reserves and offer us an additional $50 million. So right now, we're still able to buy $75 million in earthquake coverage, probably with about $3 million in deductible. So earthquake is not a risk that you can insure your way out of.
No.
We have enough coverage that will probably help us clear the rubble, but probably not enough coverage to rebuild anything. And that's an issue that we've raised within the city in terms of looking at what alternative means the city can plan for to be able to implement long-term recovery following a major quake.
Very good. And if I understood you correctly, over the course of the next year, that is a priority of yours to identify that resilience strategy, and you're bringing it back to the City Council, or did I hear that incorrectly?
That actually is something that is really more on the finance side of the house as opposed to the insurance side. And so it would really happen with the Bureau of Revenue and Finance, the Treasurer, the economists, the CBO.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any further questions before we
Do we have a single insurer for earthquake coverage?
We have a single property insurer, and they are selling us $75 million in coverage. If we want more, we're going to have to go into what's called the differences in conditions market, or DIC. Mm-hmm. That would cost us probably double what our current rate is. We did offer that possibility to prior administration. And one of the challenges is that you pay for property insurance every year, whether you use it or not. And so the question becomes, do you want to pay that very high cost of insurance for that DIC coverage every year and roll the dice of whether or not you're going to need it? Or do you want to take that money that you use on that insurance premium and put it into resilience, improving the resistance of the buildings that you have, and community readiness? And the decision on the prior administration was that's where they preferred to put those funds. I can't argue with that. It's a very tough decision to make.
I guess my question really was who stress tests the insurance companies to make sure they have an ability to really pay in that sort of a scenario?
We work through a national insurance broker. Currently, it's Willis of Oregon, and they only lead us to insurers that are high-rated by the rating companies. So we're with FM Global, which is one of the largest and strongest property insurers in the world. Mm-hmm. And I've always said that if you're not able to get into another market, if you can stay with FM, you're probably with the best insurer you can get. As a good example, following the 2015 floods, we had to quickly put together, after the disaster declaration, we quickly put together an insured property loss reporting process and have submitted a claim to FM. Most of the property that was damaged in those floods was not insured, but FM worked with us, only charged us a single $100,000 deductible, and so the insured loss will be getting back about $150,000. It doesn't sound like much, but if they had kept to the actual bird of the policy, we wouldn't have gotten anything because of the varying deductibles. We just had a fire at a city property a couple of months ago, and it turns out that particular property had not been listed by the Bureau to be insured. Yet we do have some additional coverage that allowed FM to provide coverage for that building, and so we are going to get some insurance. And so they're an excellent company to work with. They have very strong reserves. They're a company that's operated by engineers, and so they have a very different approach to how they set their reserves, how they aggregate their risk, and how they charge, and how they work with their members.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this issue?
No.
One individual. Very good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. I have some real concerns on the statement made that liability went up 64% in 2015. I'm hoping we can have some more information on that, on why that would have happened, but liability insurance, if that's the statement that was made, I'll leave it at that. Issue number two is on the general liability issue. Again, looking at the ruling by John DiLorenzo, the victory from John against the city for $17 million. Now, my understanding, that could be considered as alleging negligence of some of the people at the city of Portland. I want to know why we cannot have insurance cover those type of situations, why we don't have proper E&O insurance on certain commissioners who do make mistakes, who do not follow the charter, who do not follow the Constitution, to fall back on our insurance policies with a full investigation on why they did not do that and why the insurance can't pick up that loss. If that's going to happen, then fine. Issue number two, on the overall property insurance for the city at $1.8 billion, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're looking at an overall value of the city closer to $25 billion to $35 billion, if I'm correct. Now, that would tell me that we are definitely underinsured, and you're picking and choosing certain properties that you hope will be covered in the event of a serious problem. Now, to me, that's not good planning from the city, and I have asked to have a percentage of the overall real estate assets sold, similar to what Governor Brown is proposing at the state of $5 billion overall. I would like the city of Portland to propose a $1 billion asset reduction due to the fact we are not properly insured. That concerns me. By selling it, you take the equity back in to the city, you remove the liability, and you're better off by doing that. To have real property assets not insured, and again, as we know, we're talking replacement cost here. And let me tell you something. When you don't have replacement cost on some good properties, you will learn real fast on how your equity will disappear immediately. And let me tell you something. The taxpayers do not want to take any chances on losing the money they have invested into these properties. I'm asking again for a liquidation of a certain percentage of the real property assets due to being underinsured, not the proper insurance in place, and we do not want to lose that equity. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I entertain a motion, colleagues?
Move to accept the report.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I'll take that as a second, can assure you, Daly.
Yes. I was waiting for you.
That's great. All right, so we have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Udaly,
yes,
to
indeed
accept the 2017 Risk Management Report. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you for this very thorough and illuminating report that's full of all sorts of interesting facts. Aye.
Udaly.
Mayor, it's fun to watch your eyes light up when we're discussing risk management. Aye.
Wheeler.
Great report. I appreciate it. Thorough, on point, and I think you highlighted the right issues. Thank you. Aye. The report is accepted. And last but